Salutations.
Yes, y'all. Salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to another TSLTV podcast, Truth Sessions Lifting the Veil. All right. Previously known as QKJJ. As always, we are your guides. I'm Queen Jam. This is
King Jerry's in the house.
In the his house. And, as always, we always like to tell you all how we're doing. It has been a hot minute since we even met with you all. I know. But it's mainly because we've been working on a lot of content. And if you're subscribed to our YouTube, which if you're listening to this, I mean, of course, you should be by now. And why aren't you? So take this time to pause this. Go subscribe to the YouTube. Come back because we have a lot of great videos that we post every week building our YouTube page.
Also, keep in mind too that as the weeks go by, like Queen said, we're always thinking about you and we hope that you're doing the same. We know that it's been a rough patch in general throughout the pandemic and things like that. And people are going through a lot of painful transitions in life. Mm-hmm. But
at the end of the day, we here. We have a lot to get off our chest, so we're going to jump right into this episode. We're cutting some segments out of this episode to see how it flows better, and we would like to see your feedback on how you like the flow of this episode. So, yeah. How was your week last week? Well, this last... What's it been, Mom?
Yeah. Pretty substantial when it comes to the information, as you all know, on a global scale.
Yes.
We have a new leader as president, bringing it down a notch from that point. Where we live at, there has been some changes when it comes to certain leaderships, and we hope that you did your due diligence. Other than
with voting, yeah, I think we talked about that last. I'm not sure or not, but I believe so. We did vote.
Also, since we are getting into the winter, at least take some time out if you can. And if you have some sun around, you get into the sun, let it bathe on you, okay?
Yeah, especially with the sun, the snow, if you have snow where you are, is a natural reflectant of the sun. So you can sit out there and get a lot of nutrients from the sun using that, using the snow. So it's all a little natural tanning booth almost.
Nice little mirror. Little tanning booth mirror.
Because I was about to say, what was those little foil things that people used to fold out? Look like the large presentation.
It's like sunbathing screens that they had.
So it's naturally like that.
Absolutely. But either way, you know, make sure that you got something, you know, got a car, make sure you got yourself, you know, something inside a car. Prepare yourself if you have to get into a sticky situation.
I was about to say, go ahead and just tell them. We might as well just go ahead and tell them what we experienced yesterday.
Long story short, we had to get from A to B. Unfortunately, we left as soon as the snow was coming down in our area.
And they had a winter storm advisory. Mind you, they've been having winter storm advisories for years in Maryland. Like, they've been like, oh, the big winter mix. And it always end up just being like rain or something. Always converts to something else. So we were like, all right, let's just go ahead, get down this road, get back before it gets bad. Y'all, when we were getting back, it got bad. Like, bad is an understatement. I have footage on our Snapchat. You can follow our Snapchat. It's at Queen Jam. And I'm posting it on our... By the time this is posted, it'll be posted on our social media. Mm-hmm. So you can visit us at Queen Jam as well. And, on Instagram, and you can see the video there of the different accidents we were seeing. Y'all
going to our destination, and definitely with accidents coming back were even so more
many. Like, not even one or two, I mean 4, 5, 6. One person, because it was getting everybody when they were like turning. People are not used to driving in the slow. Not all. But majority of people, either your car is not equipped for it. Majority of the time, it's user error. Let's all be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not equipped for navigating in the snow. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were not. So a lot of people were turning, and then they were just pressing on the brake. And if you're pressing on the brake in the snow, you will slide. Braking is not what you need to do. You need to be pumping your gas, pumping your brake. Because if you just press on the brake, just like you do in normal conditions, there's nothing sticking. Your tire is not sticking to the road. So it's just going to glide across the ice.
And make sure you're one of those people, if you got a car, if you can, make sure you got some coverage. And not only that, the coverage includes somebody to get you out of a sticky situation.
Okay.
Like a tow truck or something. But I'm going to tell you all this, if you don't already know. Whatever you do, I know we get used to technology using our GPS. Your GPS tells you on a really bad day, rainy day, snowy day, weather just terrible, to take a back road. Don't do it. Just stay on the main road.
Because our GPS literally was like, it's a delay going on the main highway, so take this other route. The other route that they took us on, y'all, was literally a roller coaster with our car.
Mm-hmm.
We started at the bottom of a hill that was windy. It said for 4.5 miles, sharp curves. On either side of the sharp curves, and y'all, mind you, it's about at least an inch or two of snow on the ground.
No, there's more than an inch.
From when we were driving?
Yeah, it was more than an inch, unfortunately.
At least, okay, yes, it was a little bit
over.
It
was coming down, yeah.
It was coming down pretty heavy. From when we first started to like when it really got into the thick of it really got bad. But we were not sticking to the, we were not sticking to the road or even like gaining traction at all. But we were able to, of course. We're here to tell you about the story.
Yes.
But on either side, what made it even worse, on those sharp curves and sharp turns on either side of the road, there was either a mountain of just rocks or there was trees and then a deep embankment that you could just fall off of.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just winding this road, like taking it slow, winding this road. We had 6.6 miles of a windy, slippery road to get down. And shout out to King, because King is a G. Like, he used all of his experience, past experience and new experience that he gained from yesterday, and really helped get us back safely. And I'm very, very thankful for that, because y'all, imagine turning down a road and it's already snowy, icy. You're like, oh my gosh, getting ready to start down this road, and you see that a car has crashed into a tree.
Yeah.
Right on the opposite side of the road as you're passing it.
Makes you second guess if you want to be on that road, don't.
But you know what you gotta do. Turn around. Like, turning around was an option, y'all.
There you go. But where? But where?
There was no, and we sat, once we finally got out of it, and y'all, once we finally got out of it, we vented so much. We should have recorded like right after that, because we were saying so much. But there was, what is it called? Right after we got out of it, we were talking about it and all the different decisions that we were thinking in our head. In the car, y'all, it was quiet. Like, neither of us was saying anything. We were just quietly navigating down the road. I was saying things like, you know, flat, straight surfaces so we could get to our destination. No more windy roads, straight roads. Clear up this, clear the roads. You know, we were hoping for like a snow plow or something to come on that back road. There was nothing, y'all. And at one point, we could not even see in front of the road. We had, like, entered into, like, an abyss.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. When people say you can't, like, we felt like freaking storm chasers. Looking back now, we were storm chasers. But our car was not equipped for no storm chaser type of shit. You feel me?
No, not at all.
So, there was a moment where we actually, like, drove into an abyss. And when I say you could not tell the sky from the ground, from the left, from the right, you could not, all you saw was white. And you just saw snow falling. And we were just driving and driving and driving. And we were getting slow. Like, we were probably, what, going like 5 miles per hour?
No, I wouldn't say that. 10? Maybe about max maybe max 30. Slowest, I would probably say about 15.
Yeah. We were creeping, okay?
Yeah.
And there was one point where, like we said, we could not see the road. We couldn't... Nothing. Luckily, King was like, all right, I'm going to have to pull over and let these other cars...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
...go around us. And I was like, there's other cars? And I turned around, y'all. There was two cars literally right behind us. And you may say, of course there's cars behind you. But you ought to understand, on the other side of the road where we were driving, there was like one car every mile, you know, passing by us. So it felt like we were alone. I knew for a fact, because I wasn't turning around, looking at nothing like that. I can't see in the rearview mirror and all that. But all I just saw was white. I just knew it was King and I on that road, and we had to make it. There was no option. You could not see the side of the road to pull over, and it was raining too hard for us to even pull over. We would have just gotten snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
So when King said, I'm gonna have to let these other cars go in front of us, literally, y'all, we are convinced that those two people in those cars, those two cars that were our angels, for real, we're convinced that there was no one in those cars.
And if also, just for those that be like, oh, okay, just happen to be random people,
mm-mm.
I'll say this, for your scientific efforts to put towards.
Right.
At any the point.
Scientists out there, they had to
absolutely.
Be.
Anytime that you have a fleet of wheels that are traveling in one strong motion, either you have to have a vehicle that is heavy enough to make sure it has the treading to create that traction,
mm-hmm.
or a multitude of vehicles that may not have that deep amount of traction, but at least have the amount of the quantity amount of treading and turning that's happening with multiple cars, mm-hmm. while it's going in the same direction,
mm-hmm.
is helpful for a car that may say, if it does have new wheels just because of the actual environment,
mm-hmm.
it may lack other capabilities or features that other cars may have due to weight concerns and, again, other features.
Yes.
But what I will say is, one, you all just keep in mind, if you are in that, you know, in an area or a place or a situation and you need your vehicle, you know, just take heed to the precautions ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to, I'm gonna be personal, you know, like in how Queen feels personally, you know, at that moment in time, you are gonna have some type of fear because danger is real.
Mm-hmm.
But my fear wasn't the fact that we weren't gonna get home. My fear was just like, shoot, I'm worried about someone else that's like, I'm just trying to get home, but I'm gonna just punch it and speed it.
Yes,
and just go out of control.
Yes, and we saw people that were driving like it was a sunny day, 75.
Oh, absolutely.
Crisp road conditions. People were out there tripping. People were switching lanes.
Mm-mm. Nah, not a good look.
No, and when King was like, I'm gonna have to let these other cars go in front of us, I looked in the what is it called, in like the rearview mirror, and I was just like, I saw two foggy, hazy lights, like headlights, and when they finally came around us, we could see their tracks that they had made in the snow, and it was easier for us to navigate the rest of that hill because we had gotten about 4 miles down the road successfully without it getting too bad. But then once I said we got into that abyss stage, you couldn't see anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
We literally were like, bro, we were like 2 miles away from the actual main road. It was like, you got to take this back road and then you can turn on the main highway.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, I'm telling you, we would have gotten back. I'm pretty sure, but I'm so thankful for those two cars. Like, you couldn't even see inside. Both of them had complete tents. Mm-hmm. Like, when they passed us, you could not see inside the cars at all.
You just saw a solo, if anything, just a silhouette.
A silhouette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all in all, though, just take heed.
Take your time. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. There's no reason. Absolutely not. We saw tractor trailers, had jackknife
into vans.
There was one crash on an exit where this truck had actually gotten T-boned by a car because it was sitting perpendicular to the car.
Yep.
And the car just slammed into it, and there was another car coming really quickly off of the exit or mm-hmm. onto the highway, and I'm not sure if they saw it or not. And if they were able to break, but we went past that situation.
Yeah.
There was another person who was trying to turn, and there was a median right next to them on their left when they were turning.
Coming off of a main highway, going off on a side highway, and those that have those cities, sometimes they'll put a median there because on the opposite side, you'll have some people that are turning left, going straight or going right.
Yep.
And that median is sometimes there. They'll put little things like they'll let naturally grass be there.
Or a sign.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll put some type of flowers during certain seasons. Bruh. But for that point in time.
That person ran. When they were it looked like when they were trying to turn, they were sliding. And then they just started braking. And then all the car did was just slide right on top of that median and knocked over the sign and everything that was there.
Yep.
And they were just sitting there on top of the median, their bumper completely off.
Now, for those that are probably sitting there like, if y'all saw all of that, how come you ain't called for help? This is what I'm going to tell y'all.
Hold on.
Because I want to put yourself in that person's shoes. One, you're going through trauma, okay? Mm. Two, I cannot save everyone, okay? I can only give you 4-1 like I'm doing now. Three, doesn't matter what type of vehicle that you have, even if you pre-prep for that vehicle to it be somewhat decent in certain conditions. These are man-made vehicles, and nothing is promised when you're going out there and you're putting yourself into the environment, to the nature of an environment where you have no control.
Nothing
it's literally just you saying, you know what? Get past the fear and the possible danger. Mm-hmm. I have a mission and a goal to adhere by, and I need to make sure that I execute that mm-hmm. mission and or goal. That's the purpose of life. And sometimes you get through some rough patches. You may need a few people that get you through a process along the way when you need to slow down a little bit, even if you were leading them through the process. But that's the whole purpose of life. And at the end of the day, if you happen to be one of those people that get into a sticky situation, you get stuck. Well, again, like Queen said, we saw from 18-wheelers, large trucks to vans to Jeeps, SUVs
to, cars, yep.
to pickup trucks, all the way down to your normal from luxury cars all the way down to your economy cars.
And everybody got hit. The Metro buses, remember?
And Metro buses were
The plow, the snow plow,
and snow plows too. So at any point in time, it can happen to you. Just be prepared. And there are situations where it is unfortunate. I'm going to tell you this too, and I'm not sure if this is why a lot of car companies have stopped making this. I'm not sure if it's the reason we had a manual gearbox. But I will say it came in handy because a lot of you that are out there that are driving with an automatic, I need you to keep in mind that once you put it in that specific gear, which is drive, unless you have a automatic vehicle that actually has a lower gear for you to put your car in and those type of situations, engage it. I've realized that the car companies, in an outway, and yes, to a degree, automatic cars have a upper hand on manual cars in certain performance aspects. But that yesterday, what we saw, I'm just going to say, that day where we experienced what we experienced in the snow, I do believe it's because we had the ability to control our RPMs and our manual gearbox to get us from one point to the next. And I saw a lot of people that were stuck. And I could see their, you know, the panic on their faces. Why aren't I going? I'm stepping on the gas. Mm-hmm. But they didn't realize.
Just revving. So many people were stuck in ditches.
Yeah. Yep.
And like that entire experience of anything, it made me feel so small because you have no control.
That's life.
But exactly.
That's life.
Exactly. It puts you back in a state of reality because Mother Nature will correct your attitude every time.
Yes. Now, for those also, I'm going to give you a side because I don't want to stick too long on this, but for those also that have not had their time to you know, get their own tires or change their tires, that's something that I notice a lot. You know, it's rough out here, and I know for some people, if you're going to change the tires, you want to change all four. If you're going to do the two, at least try to, you know, put it towards the gearbox that's driving your vehicle so you have a little bit more control. What I will say is if you don't have the necessary cash flow on hand to try and get yourself some tires so they don't go fully bald, there are programs like Bread, which is a company that will actually pretty much loan you the money so that you can go ahead and get your tires sent to you at your door. Okay, this is what we use, what Queen and I used as a process when we needed our tires ASAP.
Yes, we had just thankfully replaced the front tires.
Exactly, before all of this happened. And the back tires were pretty much still new. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to be, you know, think, of course, I need to go ahead and get the back tires done. Because you have to, yeah, you have to think of it ahead of time. And not only that, your brakes and everything, you know, and the drum and stuff like that. But I'm just saying all of that to say that to tell you that it's important, at least if you have the necessary knowledge where you don't have to put all your money into one basket at one time, if you can split it up a little, you know, a little bit, 50, you know, $50-some here, $50-some there, you don't have to get a specific tire for that season unless you need it for where you live. But, you know, start thinking outside of the box about, okay, shoot, well, it's either I can only pay for the amount for this tire, or what's the name from around the corner that knows how to do it, but they just got laid off, or what the case may be, and we can kind of make something happen with a little bit of change if we put our minds together, make sure that we're safe.
Yes, and that's another thing, too, we want to mention. You can talk your mechanic down.
Yes.
We'll save that for another episode because we went through a lot trying to register our car, get our car re-registered, and I think that was a lot of helpful information that we can provide. So I'll make sure to notate that for the next episode so we can go deeper into that, because there are options, talking points that will enable you and empower you once you go and take your car into the mechanic and to get inspected.
Right.
So yeah, but I'll just mention two last things for our blizzard fiasco. When we were coming back, it took us an hour and 30 minutes to get 30 minutes. Excuse me. What would usually take us 30 minutes to get down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when we were coming back, the other side of the road that we had just, the other side of the road was completely at a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no cars moving, mainly because there was a tractor trailer that had just jackknifed and they blocked off all the lanes on the highway. So they were just sitting there. And I saw two Teslas sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just a little worried about their battery because I feel like, you know, they had to be either on their way to get charged or just coming from getting charged. But, you know, with the weather conditions and everything, that's just not a good look, especially because I'm thinking about you can run out of gas.
Yeah, you absolutely. You can always run out of gas.
Yeah, so you can run out of charge.
Too. Yeah, due to
with those colder weather conditions.
Due to colder weather conditions, you set a battery outside and see how quickly the energy from that battery dissipates due to the weather.
Yes, and there was no way to really try and keep that snow off of your car.
Exactly.
There was no way. It was sticking.
Right. Now, to the best of our knowledge,
we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door.
And embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge. That is our honesty and smile pledge. And if that's your first time hearing it, running it back, saying it with us, we appreciate it.
Yes, I appreciate that too. King, what are you sipping on?
H2O, a.k.a. water, a.k.a. hopefully it doesn't have any lead in it.
We have hydrogen-rich water. Hopefully there isn't any lead.
Right.
I'm sipping on some organic tea. It's mango yuzu green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly sweetened. It's pretty, pretty good. I got this from our... I ordered this from Misfits this week with our Misfits box. We did an unboxing video on our Instagram Live, and you can check that out on our Instagram. And it's at Queen Jam. And you can also check out our unboxing that we did for another week on our YouTube channel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about, and Misfits, just so you know, because I know I probably threw Misfits out there and people are like, what the heck is Misfits? Misfits is a organic produce delivery service. They will deliver produce directly to your door for a low rate. And the largest box that we get, they have two box sizes.
Mm-hmm.
The larger box that we get is only $35 a week or bi-weekly, whatever you set your time to, like your subscription to.
Right.
And if you like to try Misfits,
mm-hmm.
you can use our code and get 25% off of your first box, and I'll make sure to leave that in the description below as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. Yeah, I think we should get through some housekeeping. It's the usual housekeeping for the new people that are here. We want to get through the housekeeping for everyone who has listened to us previously. It's pretty much the same housekeeping that we usually have. Going over our rebranding of the podcast, as you know, previously we were QKJJ, that's Queen and King by Jam and Jerry Wright, that's our brand. So we decided to do QKJJ Presents, Truth Sessions, Lifting the Veil, or TSL TV for short. So with this new podcast, we have new segments, new, I feel like, missions and goals and everything with the new podcast. I feel like it's more in your face, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so some segments were moved or taken out altogether, and some new segments have been added. So we always appreciate your feedback on the rebranding of the podcast as well. Number two, we have Shop Lives that we host every Monday on our Instagram at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Time. CP time sharp, because we know if we tell y'all get there at 7:30, y'all pull up at 8. Just saying, we love you, we love you, we love you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You can catch the replay of all of our past lives there as well. If you've missed any of our past lives, we have all of our replays there.
Oh. And our reviewing while Black TV, Instagram TV series. I apologize because that's something that I did want to mention. We're looking always looking for legitimate Black owned businesses to feature on our reviewing while Black Instagram TV series. This is of course where we showcase, legitimate Black owned businesses. Cause I can't say that enough.
Yes.
Their products live. We unbox the product. And we give our honest review. And if you like being that legitimate Black-owned business owner, mm-hmm. you can even join us during the unboxing and, of course, during the process of showcasing. You can let us know why you started, mm-hmm. how you started, why you love doing what you do, mm-hmm. and giving other people the knowledge and the information of
inspiration
to get started themselves. Mm-hmm. We started our Reviewing Why Black Instagram TV series simply because people were always asking, where are the black owned businesses? So boom, of course, we were like, hey, let's just go ahead and do that here on our platform.
So boom, of course, we were
you know, you move that forward. Yep. So, actually, if you like, you can always check out the other legitimate black-owned businesses that we went through the process of reviewing. We have all of our replays on our Instagram TV and some businesses that we feature on our YouTube page as well. If you're looking to be featured, you can DM us, or you can actually contact us via email with your business page. Make sure, please, you do that too, that you put your business page. Don't be like, I got a business.
Yeah, and don't drop your business information.
Yeah.
Be thorough.
Yeah. You know,
because that helps the process move by a lot quicker.
Absolutely.
And I have a question for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like exclusive access to us?
You know it.
If you would, then we have a request for you.
Okay.
We have exclusive content, exclusive access to us as well, that can be found only on our Patreon page. So you can even sign up for as low as $1, and that will start you at the Duchess and Duke tier, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Higher tiers even go through a crowning ceremony. So if you wanted more information on that, you can click the link in our bio or the description box below, or just visit patreon.com/TSLTV. Boom.
Our store is also open 24/7, just like 7-Eleven, because it's online. Mm-hmm. That makes it even easier for me and you, but specifically for you, especially if you're looking for a gift. You can check out the link in our bio to browse, or you can visit qkjj.org. Mm-hmm. Now, if you see a product and you want to see what it looks like live, then you can also watch one of our replays of our shop lives on Instagram. Or you can actually click the link in our bio and you'll be directed to our YouTube page with tutorials. I love our tutorials. It gives you a lot of the information and also a lot of entertainment. So go ahead and check it out. And if you're looking for some other entertainment or some other information, our YouTube page is where you need to be at.
That's facts. I wanted to ask you, do you have a quote or positive shout out for this week? Because we're skipping mm-hmm. over the man news so we can get to some more important things that we wanted to talk about, but we will have some topics on that.
Yes, I actually do have a quote.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Just Be Black, that is by Grandmaster J.
I love that, because I definitely wanted to find a way to highlight him, because it just seemed like every time we get any little inch of hope
mm-hmm.
as a black community, they like, no,
mm-hmm.
no, nigga. Don't think for a second
mm-hmm.
that you need to have hope. Don't think for a second that you can overcome your situation. So when they always attack or exonerate our black leaders of their lives, really, and eradicate them, and that really... really grinds my gears, because there's a lot of people in our community who a leader is their only hope.
That's true. Yeah. When they can also look into a mirror, if they don't have a mirror, look exactly. into a cup or bucket of water and see themselves and yes. actually say that I am that leader.
Yes, but at the end of the day, there are some people who just enjoy worshiping others. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got, if you know your role, play it and play it well. Okay, just as simple as that. Just knowing yourself, half the battle.
Just be black,
though. Just be black. Because at the end of the day, anything pop off, they're going to say it was a black person,
mm-hmm.
or we did it because you were black. They're not going to worry about any other title that y'all try to give yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry to break it to you. If they see your dark skin, they're gonna be like, oh, that's a blacker, and then they're gonna go from there.
Exactly. But on a positive aspect too, as well, gonna send well wishes, high praise, and also there's always some type of fundamental currency that's being sent towards our leaders and why we have them here.
Yeah.
But I did want to make that very, very open. Just wrap your heads around someone telling you that you do have to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and giving you the opportunity to actually pick yourself up by the bootstraps when you get too far and the boots that you actually created, tied the shoes in, and added a couple accessories.
Okay.
They're like, no, you just didn't make them to the parameters of where I said you should have made those boots. I'm going to have to throw these boots away.
Yep.
I tell you.
I love you using parameters. You can tell we just finished watching Star Trek. We said parameters. Things within a certain parameter.
I just want to keep people in, like, just that box that the individuals are trying to keep you in. That's that same parameters that I'm talking about. And why I use boots is because they come in a box that's set in parameters. And it's not until you put those boots on, you show someone, you know what? I think these are a little bit more than boots.
I think these ain't boots.
I don't think that these are boots. They're a little something different.
Okay.
They do a little different things.
Yeah, especially if you make them yourself. You can customize them at custom cost. Which we try to, you know, educate people on. Custom cost. Wholesale, you can get it, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
But if you don't know who Grandmaster Jay is, you should. Go search him on YouTube, watch his Facts Over Feelings, and watch Morning Mental. Because he has a lot of great knowledge. There's a lot of great class. Those are classes. Those are sessions. So much knowledge there. So many books that he recommends for you to read. Certain books you can't even get anymore because they don't want you to have that knowledge. There's one book that he recommended that's like originally made out of gold. You feel me? So it's like, come on.
I'll end this here. In fact, he will probably go down as one of the most nostalgic and also great leaders of 21st century.
Yes. I would definitely go and take some time and get to know him. He recently was arrested for federal charges and, you know, all this craziness that they usually try to do. He's one of a lot of black people on a platform, some celebrities recently too, that have been charged with federal charges.
Alleged
federal charges. A lot of people getting federal charges right now. So just be aware of what's going on, because if you notice a pattern, sometimes there is
a clear pattern.
Yes. Sometimes there is. That's what I love when King points certain things out to me as well. And I'm always like, oh, that does make sense. It does make sense that it's this person, that person, all getting the same type
the
of...
The same
it's
type
interesting,
of,
you know?
Very interesting.
And another thing that I want to point out too, it's like, it's blatant. It's right in your face. And they're doing it right in your face, so you're not even thinking about it. They'll do it right in your face, so you're not even thinking about it. You're like, no, that's not. They can't all be charging black celebrity federal charges right around this time of year. You know, right around the holidays, you're taking black men out of their homes.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't even come to that
layers,
even y'all. Layered concept
it's layered.
Y'all, we gotta keep this thing popping. We do want to actually
share this, to pause this and share,
man.
It okay,
yeah,
more people need to hear this, because honestly we try and make this like a tough love type of thing, and when someone loves you, they give you the information that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because if we give you just what you want, then you'll come back to us, well, why didn't it work? Why did it? That's because we only gave you what you wanted, not what you needed. So we are trying to make this informative, but also, you know, something you can relate to.
Right.
Because I feel like sometimes certain things, not everything is easy to follow. We got rapid fire stuff going on where they want you to talk all fast and all these speaking points and let's just get to this one thing. No. We got many different things we want to touch on. We got to, you know, hit it and keep it moving.
Yeah. We can do that, but sometimes you got to ask yourself, what's the substance? But, hey.
Yeah, what's the goal here?
What's the goal
here? What's the goal here? But, yes, I found that very interesting that a lot of black males are being taken out of their home around the holidays. This would never happen to a white male. Okay, he would have been bailed out. Federal charges, schmetteral charges. You feel me? Hit my bail, and I'm out the next day. Simple as that. I mean, that's exactly how it goes for the opposite. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. White woman quote for this week. I'm just going to say it, and I'll give you the situation of what happened. I like your whole, you know, I like everything you have going there. And literally, like, I wish we were recording right now, because you literally would have to see my hands and what I'm doing. She's literally, when we walked into some business we had walked into, and I had on my reverse sequence mask that is available on qkjj.org that you can look at right on our landing page. And, oh, and there's a mask sale going on right now. That's something we didn't talk about. We'll get onto that later. Anyway, I walked into the store, and I have that reverse sequence mask on. When I have that sequence mask on, everyone stops and talks to me. They're like, oh my gosh, I love it. Where'd you get it from? Da, 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 da. But I also had on a cowl poncho sweater that I had made. And the poncho is so large to where I could actually, the cowl neck is so long to where I actually put strings on it so I could tie it around my face, giving me an extra layer to the mask that I already have on. So she was just like, oh, I like your entire, but she didn't know what to call it. So she was just like moving her hands up and down her body and her face. And I was like, and I was just like, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all be so awkward. I'm sorry. I know what y'all be trying to say. But white women, y'all just be awkward sometimes. And it's just like, just say it sometimes. Because even when y'all do say certain things and it hits people wrong, it's like, at least you said what you thought you wanted to say. At least you said something. But she ain't say nothing. She's like, I like your whole, you know, I like that. I like you. That's what I should have told her. I like you. I'm going to start doing that.
Obviously, you had hit her so strongly.
She was speechless.
That she was speechless that she couldn't even get out the word.
And it has a pocket?
I like your fabric. You could even say that.
I
don't know.
Yes, like anything. I mean, I like your coat. Like she, anything. Anything. Just throw it out. She just said, I like your.
Wasn't well traveled at all. Could have said poncho, but didn't. Now, we want to say a special thank you because this is, we're going to run into the topic. We want to say a special. Thank you to number 45. Mm-hmm. The Great White Hope.
No, God, no.
Donald Trump. No, no, you all. I am not cashing in any type of coon coins today. No, indeed.
Go ahead.
No, no, I have not sold or flipped in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. I have to give people their flowers while they're here in gratitude. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you don't see the actions of some people until you really look at them. Now, Mr. Donald J. Trump, thank you again. I'm going to say thank you because you exposed a lot of people. Not only yourself, which is that's telling that one would do that.
And that's telling, right.
Very telling.
Self-sabotage, but you know.
Self-sabotage is real.
Something that may need to be worked through in therapy, hey, but neither here
nor there.
Nor there.
But that is a very key element when it comes to apparently being a human being. But you, sir, you exposed what was already existing in America. Now, for those of our folks, and when I say folks, I am saying black folks. And when I say black folks, for those white folks that are saying nigga in the back of your head right now, yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say thank you for letting us expose that around the world in real time.
Yes.
And also providing the world with enough coverage to last a lifetime. You're confirming that America...
Facts. This is definitely a four-year reality show. If I ain't never seen...
You confirmed the America that doesn't exist. The America that was the land of the free, home of the brave. Come on and you can get your white picket fence.
Come wide. Get your acres that were stolen from people that were already here.
You exposed a lot of the closet races, which we honestly already knew that were there because they have a lot of really, really big dog whistles. I mean, large, like ridiculously large whistles that lets us know, hey, I've been racist for a long time. Even got a couple friends that can confirm it.
Hey, bae. Stand down and stand by.
Hey.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, stand down.
If you don't believe in the words I'm telling you, you ain't black.
Ah!
So I'm telling you.
That's the one. That was the one comment.
Y'all.
That I was looking through my I'm Black handbook and I did not see Biden's name anywhere in there. I even did Control F and like got the PDF version of I'm Black, and there was nothing there saying that in order to be black you have to vote for Biden. It didn't say that.
Now, there's a second part that added on to this. To my Jewish brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Thank you for exposing other things outside of what's happening. I'm not calling you racist, but I will say this, and I'm going to stand on this firm. You all have some serious explaining and apologies for Nick Cannon. Because if you really felt as though that he was standing in a position where he was telling you about a very highly, highly looked upon, praised in way, shape, or form, but an understanding of a teacher that walks among us to this day and provides us with the necessary information, you all made us aware that you're willing to attack someone that's just in front of our face in the meantime just to the get icon. To someone else. So we appreciate that too. For those all that were the closet races, I'm pulling you right back out that closet. You thought you was going to get away, didn't you?
No.
For all of you that don't understand that there are those that are claiming to be Senate men and women, you know, that are supposed to be there for your best interest, they don't give a darn about you. For those closet racists that thought that it was going to be okay to try and steal your vote in a way, shape, or form, you know, they're just pretty much telling you, hey, we really don't care about your voice, even though we set up a system that's already controlled. We really don't care if you're actually expressing yourself. We're going to find a way. Now, the second...
That's a whole separate conversation. That's a whole separate... Go vote regularly. Yeah. The same people on the same breath next week will be telling us to go back to our country.
I'm going to let you slither your way back in the closet, but before you get back in that closet, I'm going to slam the door on that tail, that lizard tail of yours.
Yeah, it'll still live for a while.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to step on it.
Yeah. Now, for those... Thank you, Mr. Trump, that you gave us the opportunity to see those real coons that's walking among us. And one
did
of the ones
coons come a tap dancing.
Now, it wasn't the obvious ones, you all. It wasn't the ones that was, yeah, he the best one that's ever helped, and it was we ain't had nothing beforehand, and that person that I'm about to say on different levels of cooning. I'm not going to call you a coon, Mr. Obama, because I will say this. Because Roland Martin told me there would be no racial epithets. No racial epithets. But when you sit back and you give what you claim your people a go-ahead green light that happened in Flint, when you sat there and you drank water and you said, you know what? Y'all, we good. Y'all go ahead, drink this water. That's what happened. But you're doing it again, and now we see you for who you are with what? A vaccine now? And in your words, when you had your interview, and you can go ahead and pick out which interview you had, you said that you were going to sit there in front of the camera, in front of us, and take a vaccine, and then go ahead and say, I know how my people feel because Tuskegee. And so if you know that, why would you think that we're all supposed to, as Bay said, look at you as an icon and be like, you know, if Obama didn't fall out in the chair after he took it, maybe I'm going to be okay.
Okay. Obama say he sick, we sick. You feel me? No. That's not how it's going down. He definitely, like, I already had an issue with the NBA situation. When LeBron was like, oh, I got a phone call from Obama, he was pretty much just like, you got to go back out there. You got to wonder what side are people really on, you know? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's all... He was a great icon for a lot of people. Oh, mammy, we got a black president. He was just a symbol of a black president. That's it. And we have to stop falling for the symbolic tricks that they push forward. Hashtag Kamala.
And also in the words of Joe Biden, and we got one of those too.
Okay.
Got one of those Asian American Indian mixed thing. No, but on a serious note. Okay. No, seriously. I'm going to also jump back into those that we were also made aware of, the coons that walked among us. Mm. This is going to go to every level, athlete, entertainer, to every day. I don't care if you're on TV and you're supposed to be someone that's an acknowledgement of your skill sets, your expertise, whether you're a socialist, an economist. I don't care if you're conservative. I don't care if you're a libertarian. I don't care. I don't care if you're a liberal. I don't, whatever you, a moderate, whatever that, all that in between. What I'm going to tell y'all right now, and what Bay said earlier too, when you start making your rounds when it comes to people getting locked up, you need to start asking yourself a question. I'll go to an entertainer so we can all just get down to the same level. When Lil Wayne, I can't believe I'm doing this right now, but I'm just going to use him as an example.
Mm-hmm. Cause when athletes you have, entertain us.
When has in history a group of individuals rely on athletes and entertainers to seek those groups of individuals to freedom? Okay. Never. But I will tell you this: when I saw Lil Wayne go to the White House and have obviously a photo op with Donald Trump, now inside of me is, you know, maybe there's some money involved, maybe not. I'm not going to count another man's pockets. But you have to ask yourself, why are we doing this? Two, it was right before we, you know, the election and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the follow-up after he has a photo op and he's being utilized as obviously a tool to drive in votes. Mm-hmm. We see this man get locked up by federal agents and getting charged with a federal crime that he has now pled guilty for, and he will now possibly spend up to 10 years of his life in federal prison. I need for you all to get into a deep understanding. Why would the person that's asking you for help not help you when you are in the need of help? I am not going to sit here and say that I'm a doctor and you shouldn't be taking a vaccine or whatever your case may be, but I'm just going to leave it here for me on this, because I had to get from one destination to where we are. It's a little slippery up this slope, but we're already here. We can't go back.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't go back. We're going downhill now.
Okay. Just like yesterday.
If you decide, and I appreciate the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but when, and also I can't believe I'm using them in the same sentence, Charlemagne the God. When in the world have you ever thought of someone's technically enemy rushing to help the group that they have in every way, shape, or form, in every capacity, decided to roadblock and hinder and oppress, and now to a final stage where we're like not even close to 200 years of solace from almost 500 years of just complete total destruction. When do you ever get inside of your line of thinking that this same person that's been putting a foot so far up my arse that I can taste leather, that they finally were like, you know what, I think we're gonna just take this foot down, maybe think about some type of vaccine that's gonna help you and your people, because obviously you're dying at a faster rate due to the conditions. And then I had to sit back and I just, you know, you have to do some obvious, you know, critical thinking like they taught y'all in school. Mm-hmm. Critically think of when we were sitting back and all of our ancestors were marching, we shall overcome, let us in the door, treat us fairly and equally,
please,
and just give us our checks, Dr. Martin Luther King, by any means necessary, Brother Malcolm. And yes, I'm going to sit my arse right here in this seat, Sister Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
And I may shoot a couple white folks along the way while I'm getting my folks free.
She, Sister and my Harriet husband.
And my, right. And unfortunately, she shot her husband. But I'm going to get all of that, and I'm just going to paint you a pretty big picture. You have to ask yourself, if you've been telling this person, I just want you to repair the damage, like you went into my home and you completely damaged it, and I really just want you to repair it and make it new,
mm-hmm.
like it, like literally just fix the ish that you did. You're like, instead of fixing what I did, I got this thing where I can inject something, right?
You don't know what it is.
And you don't know what it is, and I really don't know what it is.
But trust me,
it's going to help you, okay?
Get the out of here.
I'm just saying, I'm not a physician. I'm not trying to swell you any type of thing. I'm just using my critical thinking.
Think before it's illegal.
Think before it's illegal.
Think before you are injected with nanoprobes and they can turn you off.
With 5G. Because it is the Internet of Things, right?
Hmm.
It is the Internet of Things.
He also pressed it. And that's another thing, too, that you all have to realize. As consumers, they're basing this off of what we consume.
And your data.
If they put out a video, for instance. If they put out a video of two people fighting and it gets a million views in a few seconds versus an educational video on how to, I don't know, afford a home when you only have a 500 credit score.
Heck, how to invest in your kids.
Something, huh. You know, something that's informative, something to help you have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
There, it takes like decades for it to get to a million views, if it ever gets to a million. It's based on us as consumers, even the content you are consuming. So it's really our fault at the end of the day. You have to be accountable. You have to be accountable.
Now, for those who be like, oh man, y'all talk too positive, I'm about to turn this out. Hey, wait, before you do that. Hey. We're being for real. It really is up to you and what you decide. Nobody else is going to tell you for real. You're not going to get this on CNN, ABC, all of them. You're not.
None of those that works. We have only black men. Keep it real. Keep it.
I'm going to tell you right now. Do your critical thinking. It's unfortunate that we're pushed into a situation where history can and possibly repeat itself. But just do your own research. Understand what's going into your system too, mm-hmm. as well. You know, I know it's not every day where you may look at something you like, you want to read what's on the back of it, what's in it, but you have the right to know what's mm-hmm. going into your system before you put it yes. inside your system.
Our follow-through process needs to tighten up as a people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because our follow-through has just been lacking, like, for a lack of better words.
Yes.
Our follow-through has been lacking, and we need to follow through like everybody else follows through.
Now, I'm going to, I know, you know, we took that like, nice little trip, but I'm going to hit some serious points, for real. Something that got my attention, for real, are what we need to talk about, are the black folks that actually voted for Donald Trump. Now, if you did it, be real. If you're one of those that's listening, if you did it because you're like, you know, you felt as though things were better right now, or you felt as though you had more money in your pocket because you have a business and you're able to utilize different things that were able to help you, okay, mm-hmm. and you were able to utilize different levies in the system that provide you with financial benefits, if that's the reason why you did it, say that, okay? If you're saying it because you may feel some type of way about someone that doesn't speak the same language as you, being able to utilize the system, levy it, start a business, and totally move past you and your family after you've totally been decimated and still trying to do the same thing, say that, okay? But if you're just saying it out of the same talking points mm-hmm. that someone has been selling you for years, and you're coming at it with a very, very uneducated approach where you don't even know that there are a lot of motions that were taking place within this administration mm-hmm. and make sure that they wanted to either see you locked up and or what their goal was, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the worst, still complacent and underneath of someone else's rule. That's probably the worst that you can think of besides death. But I'm just keeping it real with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you decided that you were willing to take the next 4 years and not try to levy out and actually think of an exit strategy, instead of saying, you know what, I'll deal with the trauma, I need for you to go get some help. I need for you to seriously, no, not seriously, if you really, this election, put his name there, I need for you to go see and seek some serious help. Because what I'm seeing is someone that understood what it takes to grab power and hopefully hold on to it as long as possible and sit there in your face and say either you are stupid enough not to even vote for him or not to even get up to vote against him. And people will let you know exactly how they feel about you in front of your face. Not only did he allow us to see what other people were thinking about us, not only how he obviously has felt about us, but how the world
as a whole
feels about us. Okay? It's worse when it's coming from someone that doesn't care about you. It's best when it comes from someone that actually cares. Please, go seek some help. Go get yourself together in these 4 years, because the fight ain't over.
Mm-mm.
If you think that 145 was just gonna, like, oh no, that was a practice test. That, you don't do that with another 75-year-old white man anymore. What you do is you fast forward, you put steroids on it, you bring in one that's about middle age, that still believes in some current values, that pretty much tell you my way goes our highway,
mm-hmm.
and covers himself up in a way that you're just like, there's no way that this guy can obviously be this clear doing anything with it. There's no way. They're coming. And if you think that these people that were just flying these 45 flags and saying make America great, that whole hat stuff, you're going to see it, but it's going to be different. It's going to be camouflaged. It will be in your face, but you won't see it until it's too late. So get yourself together. Plan an exit strategy. I'm not telling you got to go to Africa anywhere. Just get yourself to a level start yourself a business. Be prepared when people are like, you know what? We got enough robots here. We're fine. We actually realized that during the COVID crisis, our red line, like, we could actually make it without y'all, for real. Prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are thinking about, and they weren't really, to some people, they weren't really doing, you know, we can. That computer picket. We'll have the programming by then. All right. A lot of y'all are also celebrating the Biden and Kamala win. We won the battle, but the war just began. And it's actually just beginning, as I mentioned. I am not going to sit here and try to praise Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. I said that this is a time, 4 years, where y'all need to get yourself together. Because if one administration isn't just trying to kill you abruptly, straight in your face, and y'all need to pay attention, okay? It wasn't until Obama actually exited the White House did we start to see an uptick on some racial violence, right? I mean, we all knew it was brewing, but it got real, right? Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it get real. The only other thing that they had to coverage outside of all of the lynchings that were happening were school shootings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that school shootings are technically not happening like that.
Not even virtual ones.
Right. Now we have to go back to the real issue at hand besides mm-hmm. people's pockets hurting.
Hmm.
So, what you do is you put Biden and Kamala's feet to the flames and you keep turning up the heat until their feet come out bacon, smoked and peppered,
charred.
And I mean, make sure that they really think about what and how they got there. Like, what put them there and how they got there.
Yes, because what we also notice is that now that they've won, they're like, okay, thank you for your vote. Bye.
Right.
We're not going to do anything for just black people. Like, Kamala made very plain. She was like, no! I'm not going to do anything for just black people. No! So, you just have to realize that. And there is an issue with that, because we had to make our request plain to them, mm-hmm. and we did make our demands plain to them. Very and they plain. Just ignored. The issue is black empowerment and cut the check, point blank period.
Yes.
And they are ignoring that. They're giving us all these different things, and you know, the Biden plan, what he came out with, we want cash money, you feel me? And we need black empowerment, point blank period, because there's no, like, we don't care about you. What was one of the things that they said that I had an issue with? Like, erasing school debt. You know, like, no one cares about that. We need to deal with the root of the issue, which is the simple fact that we would be able to afford school and save up for school as a community
mm-hmm.
if we were getting paid decent wages, mm-hmm. if we had generational wealth to pass on, if we had equity in our families.
Oh.
But we don't. So, black empowerment is the issue.
If individuals weren't redlined and pushed out of their neighborhood, there's a lot of things.
It doesn't make any sense, and it has to be rectified. It has to be dealt with.
Facts.
We will continue talking about it. The conversation starts now.
Yes.
If the next election, if you all want to make sure that there are other parties highlighted instead of just this red and blue bullshit that they keep pushing in front of our face, they need to highlight other parties. Bump how much money you have in your campaign, because that's all it was at the end of the day. Just like the criminal justice system, it's a money game. Just like the big pharma, it's a money game. You being able to have some decent help, it's a money game. Just like politics, it's a money game. It depends on how much money your campaign has. If you run out of money, or you don't have enough people backing you, enough investors backing you, then you're not going to go far. And that is an issue in itself. Because if the people want this person and they want a person that now we're all deciding to go green or something, then we're all going green. Point blank, period. That's what the people want.
Right.
And we have to talk about this. We have to keep the conversation going because it's too late for us to wait until election time again to like get on this quick. It was so much going on around election time. Everybody was like, go vote, and doing all this crazy go vote motivation crap. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the conversation starts now. We need to have a conversation on what we expect from going forward as a people. We need to speak up. We need to stop being timid as Americans and demand what we want. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta take it, point blank, period.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying. Another issue that I had with
what did Royce of 5'9" go ahead, hold that.
What?
Robbing the rich, sticking with the bill.
Rob the rich and leaving with the fucking bill. Hell yeah.
Or you gotta eat them either way. And I'm not saying like literal, like I'm not like,
like cannibalism. Oh, like, my gosh, break y'all from this right quick. Just King, tell them what you told me about. What were we talking about that we got on the subject of the meat that you said they couldn't eat anymore?
Oh man, Wisconsin.
What were we talking about though?
Hey yo,
I'm trying to remember how the conversation got there, because I think I was going in on people being clean or something like that.
Yo, man, y'all, I guess we do have
some man news. We gotta cut to this real quick.
Oh my gosh, I'm really blown.
I can't remember the conversation we were having, y'all, because I mentioned something to King and I was really like ranting, and then King mentioned something. I just stared at him like, you're a kid. Oh, I said we were at this barbecue place, y'all, and we're gonna post the review for this barbecue place, this local barbecue place we went to. We were at this local barbecue place and they said, do you want your brisket heated up? Y'all, like, I'm not even gonna get into all that because it's like a layered conversation, but at the end of the day the brisket that they showed us was completely red, and I was like, who eats raw meat? Like, why would I not want it warmed up? Like, of course. And then King told me something and I was just like, please just stop.
So I'm gonna give you all this because it actually came from USA Today. It's called the Cannibal Sandwich Scare. Wisconsin officials urge families to pass on holiday tradition of eating raw meat. Okay? Wisconsinites and fans of uncooked meat, here is your annual holiday health warning. Okay? Mm-hmm. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging residents to put down their cannibal sandwiches, also known as raw meat sandwiches, tiger meat, or steak tartare. Many Wisconsin families consider them to be a holiday tradition, but eating them poses a threat for Salmonella, E. coli, 015787. Listeria bacteria. So many other bacteria that you can catch.
If there is anyone from Wisconsin listening to this right now, let us know in the comments. What's going on?
Now, I just want to let you all just realize that the department actually, they had to write this on Facebook. Keep in mind, this is just real. You got to put stuff on Facebook, but they actually posted those on Saturday. And which it called its annual reminder. Remember, ground beef should, in caps, always be cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The Milwaukee Journey Sentinel, part of USA Today's network, included the sandwiches often served with raw onions on the 2008 list of Wisconsin's favorite holiday culinary traditions. You all Wisconsinites, please do, if you are listening, definitely comment you know, and let us know if this is something that you do, if you've actually had a tiger meat sandwich, you know, how did it get started, why you like eating it, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, the recipe. Again, it's a raw beef dish. These recipes vary, but common ingredients just include raw beef, raw egg, onion, salt, pepper, and other seasonings. Preparation involves simply mixing the ingredients together in a bowl and serving them on crackers.
Wisconsin, is there not enough cheese? Is there not enough cheese out there? Let us know. Because when I heard that, like, I'm a medium well done type of chick. You feel me? All day long. Steak tartare. And this is one of the places. We're not going to do that. And this is one of the places. The picture I just saw. I know it's a place where you're paying at least $100 a plate for uncooked meat with a cracked egg on top. I'm going to start. We're going to open up a food truck. And we're going to sell this because this requires minimal work. We're going to get our crackers locally wholesale and then just sell raw spoons of ground beef with a cracked egg on top in a cup. And it's going to be $2. Ooh, I saw another picture. It's going to be 50 cents. So that way you can't blame us if you get sick. We'll be like, the price that we charge for our items doesn't hold us liable.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, so Wisconsinites, please do, you know, cook your meat. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, cook it. You shouldn't well, even be,
you shouldn't
well.
Be eating like that, but you know.
Don't play. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It was a nice break from what we were talking about. Yeah. Now, I'm going to jump right back into
just,
it.
Just jump right back into it because we're about to get raw straight into this again.
Yeah. So, another issue that I had with our black media this election was there was different slogans on like each black platform that you went to, each political black platform you went to, different slogans going on. Some people were saying vote for Biden so we can get rid of Trump. Others were saying voting for Biden is the lesser of the two evils. Others were saying don't vote. It was sporadic. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what they were not saying is what my main issue was. They weren't saying who they personally were voting for. That is an issue because, let's be real, there are sheep in the black community. Just like any other community, you have sheep. All right? These are the people who must be led. You must tell them what to do, what to like, what to share, what to... You feel me?
No one told you to hit them upside the head with the rod. Just lead them.
Yes. Just lead them. It was a gad.
And what I saw, and what Queen and I saw, were those black media outlets, look at you all. Slap. Slap. Mm-hmm. Why would you vote?
Crucifying slap, people.
Slap. And then it, you know, sends people into a whole bunch of confusion.
Yes.
All right.
So people were like, so mainly I was sitting there thinking as a sheep. And I was like, so who do I vote for then? Who do you want me to tell me who to vote for? Because you're giving me, I don't vote for Trump, I don't vote for Biden. Then who do I vote for? Let me know. But none of them, I just found it very interesting, very taxing that none of them were outright saying, because I'm voting for this person or because I'm voting for that person. They just had an agenda to push. And that was something I had an issue with as well, because, like I said, there are people who need to be directed around this election time, and a lot of them probably was just like, closed their eyes and was just like, me, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who knows? And that's really, really sad. Did you? I'm wondering, because I'm just like, did you vote? Did you vote Democrat? Did you vote Republican? Did you vote for a third party? Did you, like, green, Like, let people know. Number 10.
What did you do?
Inform the people.
Roses and bread, or bread and roses.
Right, it was something like guns and roses. Guns or something.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a band. That's funny.
that's really funny. But it sounded like a band, though. They had different parties to vote, but no one was outright saying, I'm voting for Lord Cuckoo Face because Lord Cuckoo Face has these speaking points that I agree with.
See?
Nobody was saying that.
See?
And that's really confusing.
If Lord Cuckoo Face said every American gets a free bunny, I would have understood that because bunnies have enough reproduction to do that. They can do that. So I would believe in Lord what's this, such and such and so
Lord
and so
Cuckoo,
Cuckoo
Face.
Lord Cuckoo Face.
That's a line from
that line. That's a talking for. Every American would have their own bunny. And even those that obviously are allergic, you get your own bunny.
Okay, right. It's going to be forced on you whether you're allergic or not.
You may be able to exchange it for a chicken, but we may end up sending you a bunny. Yes. I'm just saying.
Those of you who order chickens purposely will get bunnies.
We'll get bunnies. And vice versa.
Just to clarify now.
Some may get a mini pig in the mix. I don't know.
Oh, that's cute.
But I'm going to tell you all this. Like Queen said, that you have to stop thinking on such a traditional aspect where it's only red, blue, or this gray area in between. If you want a third party you obviously want to speak, not only for yourselves, heck, for those that are within your diaspora, you have to obviously come up with some type of standard, put some type of thought process, say, shoot, if no one else is going to do it, I'll try it, I'll start it, reach out to other groups that obviously have gone through that process, that have the experience, what does it take, get the information, information is out there for you. I am hitting this thing fast, I know you like this, but I'm going to...
Slow down. Stand back. All right. Now I'm going to take over. All right.
Go for it.
You all, the other thing that I wanted to mention was a lot of people's reasons for voting for certain people were very self fulfilling. And that's also an issue as well, because you're not just supposed to be voting for yourself. You need to be voting for others around you, your community, your other generations that's coming, your daughter, your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad. You need to be voting with those people in mind too, because some person may be like, man, forget all the old people. They'll be fine, you know. Other person may be like, man, screw the young people. We're not investing any more money into them. We're investing money into something else. So you just have to really, we have to get really militant, honestly. Get really serious with us demanding a third party, a fourth party, a fifth party, you feel me? Not just these two red and blue, I can't do it anymore. And also making it clear that they are not going to be afforded our vote unless they have black empowerment on their as one of their speaking points, and also cutting the check as one of their speaking points.
Keep in mind what we also noticed. Really, both sides say, you know what, for the black community, I want you to come up with some type of game plan, what you all want right now, right before the election. And that's crazy to ask a whole diaspora of individuals of a fundamental repair, like a full out in such a short period of time. People know this.
Yes, I was going to say, and it's an ignorant question at the end of the day. It's a rhetorical one because they know what we need. It's no hallucination we've been through. It's no mystery, you know. Right.
Do people know what I need? I'll give you a hint. Y'all know those checks. Some may got, some may not. Mm. But they knew which accounts to put them joints in, didn't they?
Okay. So whether it was fraud or not, hell yeah.
So if they know which accounts to put them joints in, they know who's struggling, who ain't struggling. They know how to get that money directly to you. They know how to empower you. I'll do it in corporate layman terms. If you are looking if you are looking for someone that's going to provide you with a liquidity injection, okay? Mm-hmm. I need for you to make sure that you set yourself up in your family as a business, even as an LLC, something. I need for you to take the necessary steps to get to that point, because it seems like where we're headed right now, that Birkin bag ain't going to help you remember your password. Those Jordans or those Tims, the PlayStation 5 or Xbox is not going to help you develop your own application for your business and make sure that you maintain it, so you know you're not losing sight on the packets that are not being delivered, or losing out on the address or where the link of where your customers are actually being sent to, or to see if, you know, someone on a back door actually took out a few of your coding to, you know, to actually link your customers to somewhere totally different. I'm telling you all
this. Divert your traffic somewhere else.
I'm telling you all this for a reason. I'm giving you, we give you heads up, but I'll put this on me totally. I'm giving you a heads up because this is where it's going. There are people that are confident that, you know, you get upset because they may have more money, or, you know, why are you counting other people? No, I'm being dead serious. There are people that you're working for, or you know other people that are working for, and they are preparing right now to say, you know what? Screw them. You all survived this long through a pandemic. You can survive a little bit longer. I'm going to use that quote because that's what we were provided during the election from both sides. One of them were already in power. They say, you know what? I have this plastic plan. And I'm not going to push it out until I win and I get your votes. Your votes. But I know that what I wrote up, that this is y'all's issue. If you're in power, why don't you just do it if that's the issue, if you care about all Americans? That's point number one. The second point is the individuals that are moving into power now. Someone telling you, I'll deal with you once I'm in power. When's the last time y'all got money from someone that said, I'm going to pay you back after I get my taxes?
I know one person, whole government. Because, like, come on. There's no way. If you're going to do something, you're going to do something. Majority of people know. If you're going to do something, you ain't going to talk. You ain't be about that talk. You're just going
to
do it.
So, if these individuals that you call on to be in your party leaders that care so much about you, that you push all the way to the House and to the Senate, and they're sitting back looking at you during Thanksgiving, that were like, ha, you ain't had no money. Even before that, ha, you broke. Guess what? We only gave you one check. Ha, maybe you didn't get that during because of your circumstances. Ha, you getting kicked out. Y'all better start realizing, bruh.
I would also like to say, as someone who was an aspiring Greek herself, I would say maybe her sisters need to be the ones to talk to her. You feel me? Because they're closer to her. And I feel like just hearing from little old me, you know, little old you, she'd probably be like, okay, yeah, you know, who cares? But actually hearing from, you know, some sisterhood, some brotherhood, maybe that would inspire her. Maybe that would. I wish y'all could see what King is doing right. This is why y'all have to invest in us and our podcast and subscribe to our Patreon, because we really long term want to be able to record ourselves so that you can get the playback, because all of this just needs to be on camera.
I'm sorry, I did not want to cut you off.
This is too big for a recording.
You were getting to something that was very powerful.
Yes.
She needs to hear. No, go ahead. Say
from her sisters and brothers. And I know a lot of people won't say that, but I really felt the way when I saw that they were the main people that were celebrating. There was a lot of rocks being thrown up, and I'm just like, okay, so what is she going to do? Are you still standing behind her when she said, no, I can't just do things for black people? Are you standing behind your sister then? And if not, then you need to articulate that, because the sheep saw that. I know if I saw it on social media, other sheep saw it on social media. And they were like, oh, well, shoot, if all these powerful black women supporting her, then let's go ahead and do this. Let's get this black woman in there. South Asian American, let's get this black woman in there. So I just want people to just, like, we really, really have to stop sugarcoating it, talking, whispering behind closed doors. There are some conversations need to be behind closed doors.
Oh yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, to this degree.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like all of our black media. Y'all are yelling all the time.
Man, what?
Y'all yell all the time.
And majority at each other, which is the crazy part.
What is the crazy part? Sure, competition, great. Okay,
start catching smoke with some of them bigger, some bigger channels.
Okay,
some bigger folks that y'all apparently scared of. Why don't y'all go start barking at them?
Yes, instead of yelling at us, and they'll even assume some of them. You know how they be belittling and talking down at us. So we need you all to yell out and demand what we need from Biden and Kamala. Black empowerment, cut the check.
That's not it,
but it's a good start, because that's like a great start, because we deserve, point blank period. Y'all also, that's another thing that I want to leave y'all with. We just have to stop overthinking it. Stop allowing people to let you overthink it. Because we deserve. Someone asks you, why do you deserve reparations? Because we deserve it. Why do you need reparations? We deserve it. Why? We deserve it. Just keep saying it over and over again. Because we deserve it. Point blank, period. There's no overthinking it. There's no other speaking points to it. You've seen it. We've all seen the history. If you haven't, take some time. Take some time to figure it out. Dan Calloway, figure it out. Check him out on YouTube. That's a great starting place. Listen to Dick Gregory. That's a great starting place. So we just have to realize that. Don't let people overcomplicate it, make you overthink it. Black empowerment, cut the check. Sister Shaharzad Ali.
I'm trying to bring out some sisters too. Yeah, I was sitting here on
Sister Shaharzad Ali, yes, that as well. You know, thank you. I really do appreciate that. Her books. Oh, y'all, we will get more into this next episode. Like I said, we have so much to get off of our chest. I skipped over some things. Oh, I wanted to skip back up to our sponsorship too.
Uh-huh.
Just really quickly, y'all. We appreciate you all that are still listening. As you know, our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We're going to skip all the extra stuff that people be doing. Oh, you can support us here. You can support us there. You can follow. Y'all already know. Check the description box down below. You can get all of our links to support us, monetary and non-monetary ways to support us. So we thank you. Go back and listen to previous episodes as well. And we appreciate you. And we'll see you next time. And next episode, we're going all in again. You feel me? If this episode hurt your feelings, maybe you might not want to tune in for the next episode.
If this episode hurt your feelings, just move your foot out the way. Just move your foot. We won't step on it. And if you don't have any feet, I'm sorry. Move your hand out the way.
If you don't have any hands,
move your head out the way. And if you don't have a head, well,
ain't no way.
I mean,
that's not all, you all, but it's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Our personal is at Queen Jam and our business is at qk.jj. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe, y'all. We appreciate it. Embrace the facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile. Love yourself, all right? Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry.
We out, y'all.
Peace.